Lifeline with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Advice Line. It's David Masters tonight. The number here, 1-800-866-8883. And yes, my dad is tired, and so he's taken an evening off. He wanted me to mention to you that if you don't have a radio station in your area, and of course you don't necessarily have to have one anymore, but if you want to hear him, he is on Facebook, Roy Masters Facebook, and go there and check it out. There's some very good videos that are up there that help you understand more about the cause and effect relationship between you and the world. Cause and effect. I think we should talk about that. Cause and effect. And also, I want to talk to you about the fundraiser. The pledge drive was very successful. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. But if you didn't get a chance, if you haven't yet made that pledge, you can still do so. You can go to FHU.com and go to the donate button and just press donate, and it's a tax deductible. And in a few minutes, I will get the 800 number, 800-500-0922. Wow, I think I remembered it. 800-500-0922, but I'm going to check that out in just a few minutes. Please make sure that you become a part of the solution. A part of the solution. Because that's the only way this world is going to get better, is if everyone takes part in the solution. So we hear a lot about, you know, terrorism. Oop, I better turn. So if you want to be a part of the solution, you have to see, first of all, what you're doing to be a part of the problem. That's one of the first things I ever learned, is the first that truth you see. Hold on for this a minute. I'm going to take a sip of coffee. It's good. The first truth you see is the truth about yourself. Well, what is that? I mean, look, you can see the truth about a lot of things. I mean, you know when people are lying to you. That's kind of easy. You know when something doesn't make sense, when somebody's trying to deceive you. You could see a lot of truth. We see it every day. Now, the question is, what do you do about it? Well, usually what people do is they get angry. When they see the truth about something that affects them in a negative way, everyone gets angry. Now, some people on the other side of the equation, some people don't get angry. Some people look at it and say, geez, I really have to change. And so that's a different way of approaching the problem of being a part of the solution is, okay, I'm not going to be a part of the problem anymore. And a lot of things begin to change. Lots of things change. The dynamics between you and other people, especially. Because, look, in our world, what are the big problems? What are they all about? I mean, beside the weather, beside the obvious natural disasters, the big problem is other people, right? Now, in our country, most people, I'd say 99% of the people in our country are decent people, no matter what political spectrum you come from. In other words, they're willing to let other people live and let live good. We have some left-leaning people in our neighborhood. They're nice people, but they have different belief systems than those of us who are conservative. So, you know, think about it. The idea that you are upset by somebody for any reason actually gives them power over you. Yes, that's true. When you are upset by somebody, if you lose control, you have given power to that person that you've reacted to. Really simple as that. Now, the question is why? How does that happen? All right, we can talk about that. 1-800-866-8883. David Masters sitting in tonight. And my dad's just taking a night off. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for those of you who helped with our pledge drive. And if you haven't yet made that pledge, you can go to FHU.com, donate.
You're listening.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, and welcome. Welcome. It is the Advice Line program. I'm David Masters sitting in tonight. My dad just taking a night off. And last week, we had a very successful pledge drive. Thank you to everyone who was involved. And if you have not yet become involved, well, you can always continue just by going to FHU.com/donate, or just go to FHU.com and there's a donate button right there. It's all tax deductible. Keeps the program on the air for a very long time. This is what we want to do, so that someday somebody like you who needs the help will find the program. Oh, and also, don't forget to go to Facebook. Facebook, yes, you can go to Facebook and see a lot of interesting Roy Masters stuff there, Roy Masters Facebook page. And, of course, the number here is 800-866-8883. Talking about the idea of being a person who is a part of a solution as opposed to being a part of the problem. Now, I've got a couple of clips that I'm going to play of shows that I've done before. And I invite you to call in tonight because I'm also very good with dreams. As a matter of fact, for those of you who listen to Coast AM, I've been on Coast to Coast AM 3 times to talk about dreams. And according to the weekday host, I'm the only person out of 5,000 people that knows what I'm talking about, that this person has interviewed. So if you want to talk about your dreams and the meaning of your dreams, call 800-866-8883. Now, here's a dream. In 4 minutes, I help to break down what this dream is trying to tell this person. And you'll see that the dreams come with all the answers that you need. And usually, look, it has to do with you not dealing with a properly with a situation, getting upset. And one of the things my dad taught me when I was young, he said, you always become like what you hate. Now, to some extent, what it also means is that you lower your guard, your deflector shields come down when you get upset. And then, you know how silly putty, when we were kids, we used to play with silly putty and put the impression on the newspaper. Well, people leave an impression on you, and they leave an impression of themselves. Whatever they do to upset you stays with you. Okay, so think about that while you're listening to what I call Snake Dream. Here it comes.
Hi there.
Yeah, hi, I've been having a dream that's been going on for about 10 years now. And it's really actually, I refer to it as a nightmare. I dream that I'm in a big, like, room or enclosure, and I can hear these snakes coming. I can hear them hissing, and I can hear them slithering. And then they slowly start to, you know, begin to crawl up me. And that's the point where my husband usually gets me awake at that point, because he says I'm thrashing and screaming. And I'm just like, but it's a recurring dream, and it's been going on for many, you know, like 10 years. I haven't had one probably in about 6 months, but every once in a while I'll have this dream. And it's been really terrifying, because they're so real that I can feel these snakes.
I mean, you feel them kind of wrapping themselves around you?
But yeah, they're starting to, like, wrap around my legs or my arms and just kind of up my body. But it's usually not too bad, because my husband can usually have me awake by then. Mm. One night I had a dream and he wasn't there to wake me up. And they were pretty much all over me by the time my kids got in there and got me awake. It's like they're engulfing me.
Yes. And so what I'm seeing about you is that you're not facing something. And the snakes are representing a fear that you have of something that's actual, something that you're not dealing with properly, something that you give into when it comes around. You can feel it, you can sense it coming. And then when it happens, you're sort of helpless, and you need then somebody to wake you up. And so, you know, this is the question, is what is it that you're not dealing with? What is it that those snakes are trying to tell you that you have to deal with?
Well, I have been in a 12-year custody battle fighting not only my ex-husband, but my mom.
There it is.
And, you know, my mom was pretty abusive. I think she had borderline personality disorder.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying, I guess, to deal with that and let it go.
See, here's the issue. The issue is that you really, really hated these people very badly. And you may not hate them because it's been going on a long time, but you gave a huge amount of yourself in that anger and that hatred toward these people. Your mother, she set you up to hate her. And so you got to realize that the only antidote for hate is to forgive. And you know what happens when you forgive?
That's hard to do when she helped my ex-husband take my kids away from me.
I understand that. But see, this is where you have a den of snakes that you're dealing with, literally. But here's my point, and you must understand this, is that when you forgive, the person you set free is yourself. You no longer hold on to the anger and the pain and the damage and the horrible vindictiveness of these people. See, you're holding on to it. Now, maybe you're getting further and further away from that, but you've been holding on to it, and you must let it go, because it will poison you. And that's what those snakes do. You see my point?
Yeah.
You've been poisoned by this.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be, do you?
No.
So I'm not saying, look, you don't just say, okay, I forgive them. What you do is next time you think about it, because the very thought of it can be like a snake bite. If it gets you hot under the collar, if you feel chemical reactions, you know how your ears get red and hot?
Yeah.
You know what it feels like when you start to feel that burn, right? That anger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The next time that this situation comes up, you need to watch yourself. And of course, I have to tell you that you need to use the exercise. Have you done that yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because see, once you understand, you can put on some armor here. And I've told people, and this is literally true, I can feel the various emotions of my life coming up behind me like people that I know. And when I detect them, I have the ability at that moment to deflect them. And when I deflect them, they have no power over me. And that is what you will learn how to do. So you get my point?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because there are hidden messages in every dream. That, and especially a dream like the one you've been having, you've got to face this anger that's poisoning you. It's not them. It's your own anger that's poisoning you. Okay?
Okay.
You'll be fine. You'll win in the end. Don't worry. I've been through it myself. You will win.
Well, there you go.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Oh, here comes another one.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I think I am, but I've had that happen since I've had that happen since I started meditating, and my husband's been in the room exactly like the growler.
Yes.
And the reason why I'm stuttering now is it tried to tell me not to call, because that's just ridiculous to make an ass out of myself on radio. And, I was going to call anyway.
See, this is what I understand. I see this, Carol, that it is not the person. You are not afraid to call, but it wants to make you fear. It wants to make you think.
You might have something to say to me that could help me get rid of this.
Well?
Because it moves around, and I'm going through what that man's going through. It tries to molest me at night. And before I started meditating, it would molest me. And then when I started meditating, I noticed this month I got attacked while I was sleeping, and I actually saw myself in a meditated state, and I remembered it, and it went away.
All right.
I can tell I still have it.
Okay.
So I'm calling.
Let me speak to it.
Go, okay.
What is your name? Whatever you are inside of Carol, what is your name? Speak to me. Speak to me. Thing. Creature from hell. Thing of the darkness. You have no place in Carol. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke you. I rebuke you. You have no future in Carol. You have to leave her.
No, no.
You have to leave
no.
Carol. Yes.
No.
You are commanded to leave Carol. Get
no.
out. Get out.
No.
Leave Carol now.
I've had her since she was 15.
No. You don't have it. You don't have anything. You're a lie. You are a liar. You are nothing. You are no thing. You have no power.
Oh.
Nope, Carol belongs to us. She does not belong to you. And everything that you've done to try to corrupt and violate her has had no effect.
I'm going to kill her.
No, you're not.
I'm making her sick.
No, you're not. You can't do that. You've been rebuked. You have no power here. No, your time is up. You've been identified. What's your name?
Rasha.
That's right. Ancient evil. Ancient evil. The worm that dieth not.
I'm not letting go.
Oh, yes, you are. Get out. Leave! You have no power here. Get out. Jesus compels you now. Jesus Christ compels you to leave. Out! Out! Be gone. You have no place in Carol. She will be free from you now. You no longer have any right or control over her. She has given herself over to the Lord. She does not need you. Get out of her. She doesn't want you. And you don't have any power. You are weak and pathetic. And every second you become weaker and weaker and weaker. Yes. I know who you are. Yes, I know who you are.
I'm going to kill her.
No, you're not. You can't do that. Because you want it, you're going to disappear. And you want to take her with you. But that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to happen. It can't happen. It is not possible. You're not going to have any power over Carol at all, any longer. Let her go. She's been saved. There's no judgment on Carol. But there is on you. Creature. What is your name again, creature?
Rasha.
Oh, you're so weak. You're so weak. Stand by, Carol. Don't be afraid. Please don't be afraid. Because the truth and the light and the Creator are waiting for you. Waiting for.
All right, so I'm going to continue that in a minute, but I want to read to you something, just so you understand. This is not a game. This is real. And you can Google it yourself if you want to. The Hebrew word, Rasha, which is what I said to this woman, what is its name? She said, Rasha. Okay, Rasha in the Hebrew. It means one guilty of crime deserving punishment, sometimes also wicked. That's what the word Rasha means. So this is not a made-up thing. You understand this is a phenomenon that's real. And by the way, an exorcist from the Catholic Church recently died. He was 91 years old. He was known for having done 70,000 exorcisms in his lifetime. 70,000. One man. One God. 70,000 exorcisms. So this is not a game. It is not a game. 1-800-866-8883 is the number here. I'm going to take a quick pause, and I'll be right back. Okay, so, again, Rasha, wicked, criminal. This is from the Hebrew. Just look it up. You don't believe me? Maybe you're afraid to believe it. One guilty of crime deserving punishment, sometimes also wicked. There are a lot of them here. Ungodly, wicked, evil, guilty, wicked, wicked man, wicked, wicked. It's unbelievable. But you see, we're not dealing, again, the scripture. We're not dealing with flesh and blood. We're dealing with principalities and powers in high places. And that's just it's a paraphrase. I can look it up. But is it going to make a difference if I look it up? Because you know what I'm saying is true. And you're either a part of the problem, in other words, or a part of the problem is in you. So if you're not a part of the solution, then a part of the problem is in you. And you don't have the problem. The problem has you. Think about what I'm saying. Okay, I'm going to continue playing this. I'm going to back it up just a bit. I'm going to continue playing this. And think about that word. I'm going to put it back here just a little bit longer so you can see. What's your name?
Oh, you're so weak. You're so weak. Stand by, Carol. Don't be afraid. Please don't be afraid. Because the truth and the light and the Creator are waiting for you. Waiting for you to return from this bad trip that you've been on. Let's go back to Carol. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I'm hanging on to the phone.
What's happening inside?
Scared. It's scared. I imagine that's why I'm shaking and hanging on to the phone. It's, unless, you know, there's a part of me that says, I'm still hanging on to this phone, that, okay, this is just a show. You've always done this kind of garbage. And this is just a show. You're just scared to be on the telephone. This kind of stuff. I just want to face it, and I just figured I'd call. And
this is good, though.
Okay.
I find it interesting that its name is Rasha.
Why? What is that? I just don't even know what to make of that.
What happened when you were 15?
I just really loved the Lord, and I had a real violent family, and the demonic powers of my mom, I think it was my dad's, they started hitting me.
Mm.
And voices, and so it went on from there. I don't know what happened. There could have been a number of things that happened in that family.
Yes.
I'm still hanging on to this phone.
That's okay.
Okay.
When they were abusing you, did you hate them?
I was frightened of them. Terribly frightened of them. They used to move when I got married and was left home alone, they moved all the furniture around in the house and screamed violently, and just terrible fear of them.
Hmm.
Just terrible fear.
So this is also generational, because it comes from a long lineage of angry, disturbed people.
Yeah, I recognize them from my dad.
Yes.
I recognize them.
Because you feared him more.
Yes, very much so.
Right. And see, fear and anger are twins. So what I want you to think of, if you can, is this idea of forgiveness, which is when you forgive the people who hurt you, the person that you set free is yourself. Can you forgive them? Can you let it go? Can you understand that they could not help but hurt you?
Yes, I can. They came from very bad passes, and I can do that.
Then you have set yourself free.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And not only that, but look, that there are spiritual forces at work right now as we speak.
When I go into stores, I can be hit 3 times in a store.
Carol, are you there?
Yes.
How are you feeling right now?
Calmer, but I'm still shaking.
That's okay.
The thing, they push me down in the snow and everything. They push me. They push me down, everything.
I understand. They tormented you.
Yeah.
And you know why?
I have no idea why.
I'll tell you why. They wanted to convert you. You know how the radical Islamists go around and they cut people's heads off and they terrorize people?
Yeah.
They do that to create a form of submission, to make people afraid. And this is what was done to you, is that they wanted you to submit to the same darkness that they were all in. But something in you wouldn't let that happen.
Well, how did it get in me now and I've got
it's only you have PTSD.
Oh, it's that.
That's what it is. And if you're using the exercise...
I am, and it is getting... The movement is getting milder, but...
Okay,
I wanted to call and ask you,
this is good.
How long does this go on?
No, it'll go on, but you don't worry about that anymore.
Okay.
Because the process now of unwinding has begun.
By calling you?
Yes.
Okay.
Now it cannot hold on to you any longer.
Why?
You broke with it. You didn't listen to it this time.
Okay.
You defied it and you did it in the right way.
Okay.
You exposed it to the truth, and the truth has made you free. And now from this point on, you will become freer and happier every day for the rest of your life.
Wonderful.
And I'm not telling you that because I think it's so. It is so.
Okay.
So God bless you, Carol, for calling.
Thank you. God bless you. I'll talk to you again.
Very good. Thank you.
So there you go. 800-866-8883. That is the number if you want to call. And we could talk about the things that are haunting you. Sleep medications are probably at the top of the list of things that are, used because, in terms of drugs anyway, because of how disturbing life itself is. And so if you want to talk about nightmares or dreams, there are messages there for you. Now, I've got to also remind you that we had a great pledge week last week. For those of you who were involved, thank you so much. And you have really helped. But we need more help still. And so our pledge drive is going on. It's going to be ongoing, generally speaking. And if you want to call and make a pledge, it's 800-500-0922. I did remember it. 800-500-0922. We have materials that we give to the military veterans and their families and first responders, policemen and women, and contractors that are coming back from the battlefield. We have those materials available at no cost to those people, but you are paying for it when you support the Foundation of Human Understanding. So go to FHU.com. That's FHU.com. And there you will find, well, first of all, I invite you to examine the website. The website is just filled with so much. It'd probably take you a day to go through it. Also, go to Roy Masters' Facebook page and go up there and watch the various videos that are up there. And you will see that there are answers. There is an answer. There is an answer for everything. You just have to have the question. And that's FHU.com. And if you want to send your friends, let's say you have a military vet that's really suffering, send them to AntidoteForAll.com. AntidoteForAll.com. Just spell it out. And there is the 7-minute meditation exercise that really has some impact. FHU.com or AntidoteForAll.com. And we'll be right back. Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means
the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome back to Advice Line. David Masters sitting in tonight. And you know the number, 1-800-866-8883. Awfully quiet out there. But why? That's the question, why? The answer is this. As with Carol, the caller, there was a part of her that didn't want her to expose whatever it was that was plaguing her. And, you know, the Catholic Church has a beautiful ritual called confession. And the scripture, Jesus said, confess ye your sins. Okay. Confession, because what it does is it breaks you away from whatever it is that you have become entangled with. And it wants to make a secret pact with you. It wants to pull you into its world and hold you there. And you know what it's like to know something that you can't say anything about. I'm sure all of you know that feeling of, it almost feels like you're in a prison. As a matter of fact, you could even go as far as saying, well, it is a prison for your mind. An unholy, an unholy agreement with something forbidden. So I'll bring you to the next level. Why not? Because, well, there are so many people that say, I don't think that there is any such thing as life after death. I think this is it. So you just do what you do, and it doesn't really matter in the bigger picture anyway. Because you're just going to die, and then you flatline, and that's all there is to it. Well, I heard this story on a show I was producing some years ago, and I thought this was one of the most startling testimonials I've ever heard. So instead of me telling you about it, I am going to play this for you right now. And here it comes. And we'll talk about it also.
I instantly fell to my knees in front of him. And I knew that I was falling in the presence of God.
Crystal McVeigh wasn't having a dream. She had died and says she woke up in heaven.
And it was this God that had run from my whole life.
Her journey away from him began when she was molested at 3 years old.
I grew up believing that I was disgusting and broken and filthy.
Crystal went to church with her mother. When she was 8, she accepted Christ and was baptized. She hoped that would cleanse her from the guilt and shame of being molested. But the abuse continued until she was 12 years old.
I decided that there were two options. Either one, there was a God and he didn't love me for whatever reason, because he hadn't stopped the things that had happened in my life, he hadn't saved me, or two, there was no God.
In her teen years, Crystal started using drugs and alcohol and was promiscuous. By the time she was 21, Crystal was a divorced mother with 2 children. Finally, at 28, she settled down and married Virgil, and they had twins. 10 months later, in December 2009, doctors performed a routine procedure that triggered pancreatitis. She had complications and ended up with a 110-degree fever. Her mother, Bonnie, came to the hospital.
She didn't look right. She looked swollen to me. They had put her on a pain pump.
I felt very calm and very peaceful. And I remember opening my eyes and seeing my mom sit at the chair at the foot of my bed. And I told her that I loved her.
She felt cold. And when I looked up, her lips were blue. And she wasn't breathing. And I turned around and her face was black. And I just started screaming, she's dead, she's dead. The nurse told me, she said, you need to leave, you need to. And I told her, I'm not going anywhere.
Code blue, we need the crash cart in here, quick.
For the next 9 minutes, doctors and nurses tried to resuscitate Crystal. About that time, Crystal's husband Virgil arrived.
Everything went through my mind.
Okay, so you're hearing the story. Woman was molested since she was 3 years old and been through every terrible thing. And so isn't that, though, how conversion takes place, is that when the evil one does terrible things to you, that because you have a conscience, you find yourself somehow feeling guilty or responsible. See? There's a conscience. There's a light. And it says, there's another level, though. There's another level to everything. But it's the evil that wants you
to keep you from knowing that that light is still there. That's what the evil does. It tries to extinguish your light. That's what the extremists do to the children. They have them play kickball with a human head. And it diminishes their innocence to the degree that they become dull. And then they crave the excitement of death. And you see these people that are out there. They crave the excitement of death. And they believe that there's a better world there beyond in the world of death. An even better world. When they commit these atrocities. So you have to realize something. No matter what you've been through, there's still a light. The original you is still there. And now I'm going to play part two of this. It's very short, but it's very good. Here comes part two.
Everything went through my mind. I didn't know if she was alive. I didn't know if she was dead.
I know why they didn't want me in there. It's violent. And so her 9 minutes in heaven were my 9 minutes in hell.
While the team worked to revive her, Crystal says she was in heaven.
The first thing I remember becoming aware of was that I was still me. And I was still the me who had just told my mother that I loved her and died. And I was very aware of the fact that I had just died. But I was also the me that had existed from the moment that God had created me. The light came to me as if I was in the middle of the tunnel, yet it went on for eternity. I remember being so at peace and so bathed in this light and this love.
She knew she was in the presence of God.
I didn't see a face. I didn't see any features other than this beautiful light. And words like amazing and perfect and beautiful, they fall so drastically short. I could not get enough of him. I could not breathe enough of him in. I could not get close enough to the light, and the light was all over me.
Then Crystal says she tried to ask God a question.
I wanted to know why he didn't love me, or why he lets bad things happen. And yet as I stood in front of him and I faced him and I fell to my knees and I raised my hands, the question I called out to him was, why didn't I do more for you? Because in an instant, he revealed his true self to me, which is love. I had never truly worshiped God ever in my entire life, but I fell in front of him and I worshiped him. And as I lay there in worship and awe of this creator, I remember saying, I could worship you for eternity.
Crystal traveled with God down a tunnel toward the gates of heaven. She noticed a small child ahead of her.
She wore a bonnet on her head and she had a little white basket in her hand. I watched her pick her basket up and dip it in the light. She would scoop it and then she would dump the light out as if it was water. And the light would cascade out of her basket and she would throw her head back and she would laugh. And every time she laughed, every time she moved, my spirit began to swell as if it was a balloon with love.
God revealed to Crystal that she was seeing herself at 3 years old.
She was me at the moment that the enemy stepped into my life and whispered that I was worthless, that I was broken, that I was disgusting, that I got everything I deserved. She was the three-year-old that heard that God didn't love her, that he had abandoned her, that he had forsaken her, and that God didn't exist. And he allowed me to know that he had allowed me to look through his eyes and to see the truth. And the truth set me free.
All of Crystal's doubts about the existence of God and his love for her faded away.
I remember what it felt like to be in chains. And I remember the moment that he took them from me. I was free. And he didn't just say, Crystal, I love you. He allowed me to experience his love, and his love almost made me explode.
Then Crystal says she heard her mother calling her name.
And I said, can I go tell her that I'm okay? And he said, the choice is up to you. And I turned away from this light to go and find where her voice was coming from. And when I turned, he said, tell them what you can remember. And I remember calling back, I'll remember everything and I'll be right back. And I looked down through the floor of this tunnel of heaven. And it was as if I was looking at a million shimmering diamonds. And the instant that I noticed those diamond-like substances, I was back in my body.
Crystal woke up in the hospital surrounded by the medical team.
And I turned to my mom, who was crying, and I told her that I was in heaven, that I was with God, and that I was in the most beautiful light, and that I was okay.
Crystal left the hospital 8 days later. She'll tell you she left there a different person.
My life has completely changed. The person that died in that hospital room was not the same person who came back in so many different ways. But the difference is that I know that there is a God who loves us. I know that there is a Father who really is listening to us, who really is holding us.
Crystal has written about her journey in her New York Times best-selling book called Waking Up in Heaven.
People often ask me, what is your message? What message did he send you back with? And it is so simple that it just doesn't matter who we are, where we've been, what's been done to us, what we've done, that his love is so vast and so great that it encompasses everything. And that we have that love, not for anything that we've done to deserve it, but because.
So there it is. It's there for you. That love, the love of God. And, you know, it's, I tell you, that interview changed my life. It really did, because I realized instead of me asking God, what can you do for me? I realized, you know, I've always wanted to serve my God, but I said, why haven't I done more for you? And then I have the answer, which is maybe I'm selfish. So I stopped being so selfish and I did more. And I would like to ask you to do the same thing. 800-500-0922. That's 800-500-0922. Make a donation today.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, and welcome to the program. David Masters sitting in tonight while my dad takes a night off. He's just tired. Life is hard sometimes, especially since he's been through so many things, so many challenges. And he wanted me to remind you to check out his Facebook page, Roy Masters Facebook. It's pretty cool. There's a lot of good video up there, and a lot of people are involved. And you might be surprised at who you know, up on Facebook, who has listened to the program and is a supporter of my dad's work. Now, I played for you this interview because it was one of the most important interviews I've ever heard, because to me there was a pureness to it. A person who had been totally violated and, you know, had a near-death experience and was able to see that the innocence was not removed, it was just covered. And I think that's true of all of us, that you can be the person that God wants you to be. And that's what you're here for, by the way. It's not the other way around. If you're the person that this world wants you to be, you're a failure, no matter how much success you have. No, because it's backward. Being what the world wants you to be means you've been got. You have maybe golden handcuffs instead of, you know, the kind that they use on a criminal. And there are a lot of people who do have golden handcuffs. They have things that they can't say no to. They can't walk away from. It's too hard. They want the good life. Oh, boy, do I know people that want the good life. And they'll do anything to get it. But is that really a definition of the good life? No, it isn't. Doing anything to get what you want is not the definition of good. That is evil. And like I said, I believe that most people, especially in America, are good deep down, that we all have 98%, 99% of things in common. But the 1% of things that we do not have in common is the difference between a civilized world and a world of pure chaos. I mean, if you look at it objectively, the reason why scientists are trying to understand the human genome is because they think that they can remove predisposed genetic conditions from people. But you understand, if one part of your genetics somehow is not right, you could be born with a club foot or a cleft palate or one arm too short or any number of things. You see, the genetics, I mean, if you think about it, look at all the healthy people. The odds against that, really, the people that are born without birth defects, just the odds against that seem to be sort of undescribable, because you would think that if it's a world of evolution, as scientists want you to believe, then remaking everything is what evolution is all about. It's about constant transformation. And yet human beings and other creatures that are here tend to replicate quite perfectly. And every so often, something genetically goes wrong. Something chemically goes wrong. And you see, the point is, it goes to this idea that there is an intelligent designer. And that designer is so amazing that even though your parents don't deserve to have a perfect child, you came into the world. See, and even if you had some birth defects, it doesn't matter, because you still have the potential to know the meaning of your life, the meaning of life itself, and play a role. Play a role in that life that is a positive role, that makes the world a better place. And you have to do that. You just have to make the world a little bit better than it was before you got here. Do you see what I'm saying? You have a choice. No, nobody is going to make you become a better person. That is a choice you have to make all by yourself. But you have to make that choice. You have to. And so instead of saying to God, God, why haven't you done this or that for me? Change the question. God, why haven't I done more for you? How can I do more for you? How can I do more for you, my God? And I'll tell you what, there will be simple answers that show you stop being selfish. Start seeing yourself as you are, as you really are. See, not as you're seen by other people. And put somebody on hold. 800-866-8883. I also want to remind you, we had a great pledge week. Thank you to everybody who called in for the pledge week. And we did have great success, but it is ongoing. We need your help. Please call. If you haven't yet pledged, please do this. It makes the world a little bit better of a place. It's just one of the ways you can help. 800-500-0922. Operators are standing by. Or go to the website, FHU.com, and click on the donate button. It's tax deductible. And you can also get on our auto debit program. If it's $5 a month, it's $5 a month. It's $500 a month or $5,000 a month. All you have to do is determine that you want to be a part of the solution. You want to make the world a better place. That's it. And, you know, I saw today an article that said that one of the candidates has gotten an unprecedented amount of small donations. One of the presidential candidates. In other words, massive small donations. You understand that? That adds up to a lot. It adds up to people. Lots of people making lots of smaller donations. And that's all we need from you. That's all we need from you. Just many of you making smaller donations, if that's all you can afford, that's fine. That's wonderful. Okay? 1-800-500-0922. That's the number. And take a quick break here, just a segue. All right. Now, if you also want to write, and some people like to do it the old-fashioned way, you can write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or you can call Monday through Friday, regular business hours. The number is 800-877-3227. But having said that, if you're online or if you have a smartphone, you could just go to FHU.com and the information is there. The phone number, if you forget it, and the P.O. Box is there. And there's a lot of stuff to look on. Look at all the chapters of different books and the video and the meditation exercises there for you to sample. So there you go. And I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come back with hour two, and I'm going to talk about near-death experiences.